This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We begin today with Russia. Yes, it's the place where President Obama won't be meeting with Vladimir Putin after Russia granted asylum to NSA leaker Edward Snowden. But it's also the largest economy in Europe, one that, despite some hiccups, grew at a pretty strong clip last year. An attractive target for many U.S. companies. So when diplomacy gets chilly, what does business do? Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
How closely are U.S. businesses watching the Obama-Putin spat? It depends who you are. If you're a huge multinational, you're really not worried about the bilateral bickering, according to Anders Osland, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Coca-Cola and McDonald's, Procter & Gamble are very big and very happy in Russia.
Boeing exports planes to Russia. GM sends cars. But other U.S. companies aren't so big and happy. They're still trying to get into the Russian market, which, by the way, loves Western products and can afford them. Steve Sestanovich handled Russian policy in the Clinton administration.
Moscow is just booming, and the money is everywhere to be seen.
U.S. companies still trying to latch on to the boom could feel the chilly breeze between the White House and Kremlin. It's not easy doing business in Russia. You have to slog through miles of red tape. And Russian bureaucrats could see Putin's behavior as a signal to throw up roadblocks to American investors. Moyara Rusin teaches international economics at the Monterey Institute.
If you're an investor and you're trying to build a factory inside of Russia, then you're going to have to start begging for favors from people within the Russian government. And so, yeah, that's going to get tricky.
Rusin says Russia isn't a huge market for the U.S., especially compared to China and Brazil. For now, at least, that's not likely to change. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.